This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. We will start with the call, so if you would be so kind, so I just start with the recording. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Good welcome, everybody. Humberto is quite delayed, so it will take him 20 minutes or half an hour to join the call, so we will start all the same. So once again, welcome, and I would like to ask you to be patient, and I will give the floor to staff for the roll call.
Thank you very much, Gisela here. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Lacralo monthly teleconference on Monday, the 15th of February, 2016 at 2300 UTC. On the Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto, Harold Arcos, Renata Aquino Ribeiro, Vladimir Davalos, Alfredo Lopez, Aida Noblia, Carlos Raúl Gutiérrez, Ricardo Omquist, Philip Boland, Fatima Cambronero, Alejandro Pisanti. On the English channel, we have Jason Hines, Devanand Tiluxing. We don't have anyone on the Portuguese channel so far. Apologies noted from Juan Manuel Rojas and Antonio Medina Gomez. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Rodrigo Salcedo, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters this evening on the Spanish channel are Sabrina and Veronica, and on the Portuguese channel, we have Bettina. If I could also please remind everyone to please state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow interpreters to identify you on the other channel, and also to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you very much, and over to you, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. While we wait for Humberto, we will proceed with item number 3 on the agenda, which is the approval of our agenda. When it comes to item number 4, I will mention just a couple of things about the new ICANN CEO. On item number 5, we'll deal with the cancellation of our ICANN Panama event. Item number 6, that is a request for the General Assembly, so I will let you know the background of this situation. Then we will speak about the vote of the MOU with LACNIC. Item number 8, we have accountability of LACRALO Chair and Secretariat. Item number 9, that is other issues. And we will have Rodrigo Saucedo. He will speak about our next webinar. These are final report recommendations of the Geographic Regions Review. And I will add a new item on the agenda, and this has to do with the new leaders and new positions. Any question, any comment? I see no one with their hands up. So, Harold, please, if you are on the call, I would kindly ask you to help me with the chat. Could you please monitor the chat? Because I am losing sight of the conversation on the AC room, and I'm paying attention to the agenda. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Sorry for interrupting you. There are two people who would like to take the floor, Devanand Tiluxing and Ricardo Homsky. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. Deb, please, go ahead. You have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Dev, you have the floor. Devanand Tiluxing, go ahead, please.
This is Devanand Tiluxing. Are you hearing me? Okay, this is Dave.
Go ahead, please, Dev.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. I'd like to add two items to the agenda, an update from the outreach and engagement subcommittee, and an update from the technology task force. Those two things. Thank you.
Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, Deb, could you please, could you be so kind so as to repeat the two items so that I can take note of them? Thank you.
Thank you. This is Dave Anand. I want to speak, give an update on from the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee, and also give an update on the Technology Task Force. Thank you.
This is Alberto Soto. Okay, thank you very much. Perfect. So, Ricardo, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Ricardo Homkin speaking. Can you hear me? Alberto Soto speaking. I would like to kindly ask participants to mute their speakers and phones, please. This is Ricardo Homkin speaking. Alberto, I would like to add to the agenda when there is a turn of Rodrigo Saucedo, I would like to speak about social media and ICANN social media for Latin America, because we're dealing with Facebook, with Twitter, and all the social media that we were dealing at the time of the presentation of the previous webinar. So I would like to speak about that. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Ricardo. When it comes to that item, we will speak about that. We didn't have the time to coordinate that with Rodrigo, but for our next meeting, we will deal with that item on our next monthly call. That is what we have agreed, and that is what Rodrigo mentioned in the webinar that he delivered not long ago. Not many of us were able to be present, so that would be an item, one of the main items of our agenda for our next monthly call. So, Alberto Soto speaking, I hear a baby crying, so while we hear that baby crying, we will continue with item number four of our agenda. And item number four, as you know, Gideon Marvi was elected as the new ICANN CEO. Not long ago, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, there was a meeting, a leadership, regular leadership meeting, and with other leaders as well. And there was a brief introduction. In this leadership meeting, we have approximately 52 or 53 members, and we are always participating. All of us participate. So this was quite an important call, an important meeting of approximately 1 hour, and we had the introduction of Gideon, and he answered quite a lot of questions. So, I have already posted on our chat. There are two audio files. One is in English, and the other is in Spanish. And you can see that both links are together, but one is the audio in English and one the other is the audio in Spanish. So these are the audios from that meeting. So if you're interested, you can listen to that material. And I will give you a very brief summary of what we heard in that call. I'm sorry, but I'm posting the links on the AC room. Just bear with me a couple of seconds. Okay. There you see the one, you have the audio in English and the audio in Spanish. So when it comes to the meeting, it took 1 hour and the new CEO answered some questions regarding, for example, his previous experience. And we also asked about the IANA transition, which is a very important topic for us. I realize that he has quite a great understanding of the multi-stakeholder model. We had interesting questions regarding the transition, and when it comes to the transition, he said that nobody cannot be clear with the transition, but that he observed or that he understands that transition is what the community wants. So that was his opinion so far. And he also said that he would be a carrier for the community, a link for the community. What I said, or what I mentioned on that call, is that in the bottom-up system that we have in ICANN, and perhaps you have already heard me saying this, railroads are always the bottom part. I mean, we are at the bottom part of the model, but that study put us on the list when he invites the railroad leaders to participate in strategic meetings. And that was something really important for us. We were able to provide our points of view, to speak our minds in that meeting. So not long ago, I posted another link where you all can see, and I will post that link again for you to see that information. There you will be able to see all the meetings that we had with the community leaders. I mean, those 50-something people that I mentioned before. That is a monthly meeting, and we have some particular meetings as well with all the leaders. And we also have three meetings that are prior to the ICANN meeting. So we have a particular meeting on Fridays before each ICANN meeting. So he also had a meeting with the ACs and the SOs leaders. He also said that he had other meetings with many other groups, but that group, the one that I participated, was one of the most active groups because there were many questions. He will take office in May. Now he's working on a governmental body in Sweden, and due to that commitment that he has with the Swedish government, he will take office in May. In the meantime, there will be an interim CEO. Silvia Vivanco, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alejandro Carrasco speaking. May I have the floor? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, go ahead, please. Alberto Soto. Humberto, are you? This is Alberto. I am Humberto's brother. I'm sorry for that, but there was a mistake, and he was not able to receive the... he was not able to participate in the call. So sorry for that. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, no problem. Thank you very much for your communication. We will keep in touch with Humberto later on. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, now let's proceed with item number 5. This is ICANN Panama cancellation. During our last leadership call, there were many people worried about the security issues for ICANN meeting. Particularly in our last meeting, we spoke about this issue because some people were worried about security in terms of terrorism. Fadi explained what they do regardless any conflicting situation. He explained what ICANN does in terms of security for each of its meetings, and he said that for the rest there was no other problem. But in the chat on that same day, someone asked about the Panama meeting due to the three viruses that are being spread in our region. We know that we have Zika and Dengue. These are the viruses that are in the region. So the problem is this. These are endemic diseases. These are the three of them, but for the Zika, which is not, it is only dangerous for pregnant women. But the problem, and this is what someone said on the chat, is that since these are endemic diseases, for example, the ones I have already mentioned, the traveler's insurance do not protect, do not insure the travelers. So this was one of the main issues why the Panama meeting was cancelled. And as Marrakesh was cancelled last year, so this year happened the same. So I was talking and I was speaking with the ALSS in Panama, and I'm sure next year the meeting will be held next year when there are no issues in Panama. But since we have many endemic diseases in our region, perhaps our region will not be the one elected to be or to replace the Panama meeting. I see Ricardo is telling me that in Venezuela there are 7 casualties due to the Zika virus, and this is the first piece of news that I learned when it comes to Zika viruses, because in my country I heard someone who came from abroad and she died, but she died due to meningitis and not due to these endemic diseases. So that is when it comes to item number 5. Is there any question, any comment?
Alberto Soto speaking. Let's now go on then to item number 6. There's a requirement for General Assembly. I'm going to give you a very brief story about this. ALAC had already requested last year, I think they requested 5 General Assemblies, and they only granted 5, and none of them went to our region. Now, since we are working with Rodrigo de la Parra, the GSE, and ALAC, saying that we want to have a meeting of leaders or a General Assembly to deal with all of the Lacrallo functionality issues, Rodrigo de la Parra has also asked for one of those meetings to be held in Panama. Even though Panama was not being held now, the meeting was not granted to him. Alejandro Pisanti also said the other day that the IGF will be held in Mexico in October or November, and so I said I was going to ask out of the ICANN budget to ask then for a General Assembly that would coincide with the IGF Mexico. So that's what I did, and when that request was received, it was changed but actually for the better, I believe. So there's an important change to this request, because it became a General Assembly to be held in Puerto Rico in coincidence with ICANN number 57, which I think is on October 29 in Puerto Rico. Now, this evidently does not imply that it will be accepted, but ICANN has already received several requests from different areas, because we do need the General Assembly. We have asked for a face-to-face meeting to end with all of the issues we are having, all of the operational issues, and we want to be able to work with no kind of inconveniences. Is there any question? I don't see any hand raised. Okay. This is it then for item number 6. This is Silvia speaking. Alberto, you have Dev Anand and Fatima Cabranero. They both have raised their hands. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I'm getting the signal very late to my computer. I know that you've raised your hand. So, Dev, go ahead, please. You now have the floor.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking. Justin also mentioned that there was also one of the conditions for that request was if there was progress made in the discussions that need to take place before a General Assembly takes place. My concern with just this General Assembly by itself it alone is not going to help the situation in Lacrallo. We need to have some dialogue well before, and once those progress is made in those discussions, then perhaps a General Assembly. But just having a General Assembly and just pushing towards a General Assembly by itself, I think it will just be a repeat of Costa Rica. And actually, I think it will actually fracture La Coelho completely if the underlying issues aren't resolved or tackled. That's it.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Please, those of you who have not muted your phones, please do mute them because we can barely hear you. There is a lot of noise. This is my, Fatima, this is my reply to Dev. Dev, we have already said that there is a whole process being dealt with GSE and ALAC, and this requires at least four steps. And there is one very prestigious person that will be a sort of a mediator. That person speaks English and Spanish. We are just checking the fees. Unfortunately, Rodrigo de la Parra is delaying this for too long, but by this time I thought we would have a reply. So we don't really have the reply, but we have the four steps, and one of them is that perhaps the General Assembly is the last part of the process. Fatima, please go ahead. This is Fatima Campradero speaking. Thank you. My question, and it is a genuine question, it has no background whatsoever. I mean, I was wondering if it would perhaps be better to have some kind of prior work before the General Assembly, because many of us have had the experience of the Costa Rica meeting with people who were there specifically to help us solve our issues in subgroups in the region, and this didn't really work. So I was wondering if maybe the same is going to happen again, and perhaps we are going to invest a lot in a General Assembly, and perhaps there's something that we can solve somehow else. This is a question that I think we need to ask ourselves, all of us, not only the leaders. Thank you. This is Alberto Soto speaking. That's correct, Fatima. All of these has been foreseen. I will insist that the General Assembly will be for Puerto Rico, and it will probably be the last step of all the process that has already been started. And I insist that this is being very delayed by ICANN, and I am insisting with Rodrigo de la Parra, and as it has been happening. I'm sorry, as Humberto will continue with this, I am sure he will continue with this process and continue with everything just as expected. I think Harold Arcos has his hand up. We apologize, we are hearing a very strong noise on the lines. This is Silvia speaking. Harold, we cannot hear you. There is a very strong background noise. Maybe we can call you back again if you want. This is Harold Arco speaking. We can now hear you. I was just saying, with respect to the support that you requested, there were, I think, three questions that Dev said he wants to have an update on the outreach and engagement thing, and also about the technology task force, and there are also questions on webinars for social networks. Rodrigo has already answered this with some links, and there are also some links where the network team is mentioned. And Renata also mentioned proposals for the budget. And her question is on whether for FY17 we will there will be a budget for that. Those were the questions. That's all. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you very much, Harold. Yes, we have sent an email because on the 17th is the last day to submit the project. We also received an email, I don't really remember when, and we have forwarded this to the whole list. So I'm going to go ahead on the issue that Umberto is going to deal with, but we are making a very orderly submission between the chair and the secretariat. And there's Umberto, Marisa, and I who are involved in this issue, and I can only suggest that what Umberto and Marisa have said is that we do not really have time. I mean, if there is someone who has a project and write me has said that he will send that project, so we said yes, do send it. So if there's somebody else with an available project, if you do not know how to fill up the spreadsheet, send the project to me and to Maritza so that we can try and translate that and submit it before the 17th. We have informed this long ago that now they have provided, they have postponed the deadline. Dev, you've raised your hand, so please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dave Anand speaking. Keep in mind that deadline was meant for the various ACs and SOs in the ICANN community. The at-large budgetary process, you know, requires the budget proposals to be sent to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and the Finance and Budget Subcommittee has met twice to review these budget proposals. So I think the deadline, as far as at-large is concerned, is fast passed. Various decisions were made on the, and you could go to the budget workspace to see what the decisions were. Some were approved, some were not approved, and so forth. And when I say approved by the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So now the next step is for the staff is now transmitting that information to the ICANN Finance. I don't think there's any room now at this time to submit a new at-large budget request because there's no time for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee to review it. Thank you.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Deb. We will try anyways. There was also a deadline that it just ended because we didn't have the right information, and it was accepted anyways. At least they accepted the proposal. I don't really know if they are going to accept the request. Is there any other question? Okay. So let's now go into item number 7. This is the vote of the MOU with LACNIC. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. That's Rodrigo Salcedo. He wants to take the floor. Rodrigo Salcedo speaking now for the record. I apologize for interrupting you, Alberto, but I would like to ask if I can very briefly refer for 3 minutes about the webinar. I have an engagement and I can't really stay for longer. Alberto speaking. Yes, we of course can interrupt. Let's interrupt this agenda and go into this issue. Go ahead, Rodrigo. Rodrigo speaking again. The at-large staff has sent an invitation for the webinar we will be holding on February 18, which is this Thursday at 23 UTC, on recommendations on the final report on the geo-region. This is the first webinar on the between the GSE and Lacrallo, the Lacrallo community. And what we have said at that time, and this was an idea provided by Alberto, is that as opposed to the webinars last year, we perhaps should devote these first four webinars to deal with the policy development process. So first, this is a very important and interesting issue. And the last ones, unfortunately, the last webinars, we had, I think, five people. We had to cancel it because there were only, and the last webinar we had to cancel it because there were only two people. So please spread the word about this new webinar that deals with the ALS. It's very important that the Lacrallo community start to understand and to be more involved in policy development processes. I'm now going to share with you a link, and I ask that you pay attention to it. This is a record for the webinar so that we can see how many people are being enrolled, and there are also some fields for you to leave your telephone number so that we can dial out to you. And basically, this is what it is. I'm not going to take some more time from you. Please spread the word and please get involved and participate. I know there are a lot of people who have a lot of experience in these fields, and it's very important that all the community get involved in this. Thank you for allowing me to speak right now. Thank you, Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. I hope you will enjoy this next meeting, this next webinar. All right, so let's go back to item number 7 on the agenda, the MOU with LACNIC. And so because the deadline for comment has expired, tomorrow the vote will be open for 7 days. The only exception, and this is written on the vote proposal, is that this needs to be approved by LACNIC. I see no issues with that, so even if they do want to make some amendments, we will have no problem either. But this has been discussed, and there will be apparently no changes. Is there any other question? They are also saying here that it's important to hold the webinar. So it's important to promote the webinar. So I agree with this. This is really very important. You need to have a look at the ALSs that are related to you, and please do promote that webinar. Spread the word about this webinar. I do this through Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. So please do the same. Multiplication is necessary. We need more people. This is an important budget that ICANN is spending, and we are missing some very, very good training times and experiences. So please do enroll and attend the event. Gilberto, it doesn't really matter if you're late. It's important that you're here. So let's go on now with our agenda. I'm going to wait for Umberto to come so that we can deal with item number 8. And I said we would add another issue, which is the new leaders. Umberto, Marita, and I have met, and we discussed pending issues. There are pending issues in Haiti and Nicaragua. Another one was requested in a public meeting. This is something I did. And we will have to somehow allow ICANN to bring Adigo to Nicaragua and Haiti. I'm going to make this request for the staff as well, because I thought that Haiti already had a free Skype account offered by staff, but they do not have this yet. I suppose this is so because Haiti hasn't really confirmed this. This account is exclusively for them to get in touch for their LaCralo, ALAC, and ICANN meetings, and not for any other issue. So, Sylvia, if you can add an action item, please. Skype account for Haiti. That's it. Thank you. Alfredo Lopez is asking me on the chat room about the continuation on the event in Colombia, which is one of the events scheduled for this year for LaCralo. Yes, sir, we have discussed about this. Umberto and Marisa will get in touch with Alfredo Lopez so that we can successfully continue scheduling this event and programming it. We don't really have much time for that. We are thinking of a two-day event with various speakers. I have asked all the Caribbean, all the ALSs in the Caribbean, if they want to get involved so that we can hold an event for Latin America and the Caribbean. And we got an offering from one ALS from the Caribbean and another ALS from the Dominican Republic. So these are the two people who are coordinating this, and they are trying to bring any multi-stakeholder member from their respective countries who can pay for the trip and the staying, because LaCralo doesn't really have funds to invite them. We've also discussed the Brazil issue. We are working with Aline. And there's also the Uruguay issue that we are discussing with Aida Noblia. So please be assured that we are working very, very orderly so that we can hold our meeting, the meeting for our region. I'm sorry, I apologize for my delay, but I'm going from one place to the other.
Alberto Soto speaking. Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is Dave, and I'm glad this topic has come up earlier. I was going to raise that at the end of the call. I saw the email regarding the event in Bolivia, I believe it was, but I didn't see any particular dates assigned for this meeting. When is the exact date for this meeting or the exact date for this proposed meeting? That's it.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. I have circulated some email with the information, but if I'm not wrong, it is May the 7th and 8th, and we are now trying to see if someone is going to travel through the CROP program so as to meet the 8-week requirement. So it is 17th and 18th of May. When it comes to Uruguay, if it is not for June the 31st, that will be done through the CROP program for the next budget. And is there any other question, Dev? I see your hand up. Do you have any question? Any other question?
This is Dave. Thanks. This is Dave. Well, I could wait till we get the update on the outreach and engagement to talk more about the CROP. Okay.
Alberto Soto. Okay, thank you very much. So, Deb, you have the floor so as to speak about outreach and engagement.
Oh, okay. This is Dave Anand. Thanks, Alberto. This is Dave speaking. So, Latin American and Caribbean members of the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee are working to try to put together a list of persons in countries without ALSs. To try to see if we can find enough persons that are interested in ICT or IG issues, and then we can then contact them and then start and have a dialogue with them in order for them to become involved in at-large. So that is ongoing. And I also want to mention that there is the at-large, the outreach calendar. And let me post a link to that. Okay. And if you look at our calendar, we have noted several outreach events happening in the region. So we do not. So I do need to have a discussion very soon as to which ones should we apply for crop. I've heard now the event in Bolivia. I've also heard vaguely of an event in Uruguay. So I need this information in order to plan this. I just also want to note also in regarding the crop review team, Leon Sanchez and Juan Rojas are the persons directly involved in assisting you all to prepare the crop applications. So that's something else. That's something is new. But I just want to just say again that please give the input for possible events to the outreach calendar. And might I suggest that perhaps maybe you can have a conference call in next week to discuss the outreach event, and then we can then decide which ones you want to submit. One of the other things that I wanted to do as for outreach and engagement was to talk about Panama, but that's off the table now given the cancellation of the Panama meeting in terms of outreach and engagement. So we can't really discuss anything on that regard. But in terms of discussing the crop applications or possible crop applications, perhaps you can have a call next week. Anyway, and a doodle could go out for an appropriate date and time. Okay.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Deb, for the information. Now, please bear with me a minute. I see someone is requesting me information about the next-gen applications and the suspension of the ICANN Panama event. We do not have further information on that, so that is all we know. There are no news about this. So far, there are no news. Deb.
Thank you.
Ahead,
this is Dave.
Please, about thank your the technology platform.
Right. Thank you. But, thank you. And again, I hope that if you agree that a Lakwalo call could come happen next week and to discuss the possible crop applications, that would be very helpful in order to decide which ones we want, what events should we go to, and so forth. So on the technology task force, two things. The technology task force have been trying to document the Lakwalo mailing list issues. Okay? And I'll post a link here. And what has happened is that the key problem for the Lakwalo mailing list translation issues is that there's only one person working on this in his volunteer time. So two things have happened. One was that a proposal was sent to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee asking for financial assistance to help fix this problem. And I had submitted it on the Lakwalo list, but I guess it wasn't picked up. But it was picked up by the ALAC. So that I posted a link to that proposal. My second thing is that I do need some testers for the Lakwalo mailing list translation issues. There's been some bug fixes sent, and it's really just only me doing the testing. So I would like some assistance if persons can join this new mailing list and try out the new mailing list and compare the machine translation and so forth and identify any bugs and fixes. I'll be meeting with the volunteer person at ICANN at the Marrakesh meeting. So again, a call for volunteers. to help out with testing the Lapu-Alo mailing list translation. Thanks.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much. Dev, I see right Miss Iterio volunteering for that. Now, when it comes to the next-gen question, well, next-gen is not an issue to be dealt with by Lapu-Alo, but please bear in mind that this is carried out, this is an event or a program carried out with people, students coming from the region. So if Panama is being replaced by, for example, South Africa, I mean, if the meeting will be carried out, the program will include people from South Africa. The next time we hold a meeting in our region, then the next gen meeting will have people from our region. But, of course, as I said before, this does not depend on us. Dev, any question? I see Dev, your hand up. Please go ahead.
Well, I had loaded. This is Dave. But I just one question, one more thing to add about the technology task force. And I put a link here. We've been compiling a list of translation tools that could assist anybody to help do, you know, machine translation of documents, messages, and so forth. And it's sorted by task and by platforms. So you might want to, people interested might want to check those out. That's it from the technology task force side of things.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Deb. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is Fatima for the record. Very briefly on the next-gen program and the applications, I would like to say that now she is in charge of the fellowship program, but she's also in charge of the next-gen program, and there is someone else that I don't remember the name. I think it was Shael. They are all in charge of the next-gen program. So if you have any question about the next-gen program or if you have applied for that program, I am at your disposal to put you in touch with Shani. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. Jason, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. My concern about the next generation, the next-gen program, is that the call for applications was 15 days into the 28-day process of the call for applications. So the opening of the call coincided with the opening of the call for new fellowship applicants. And because of the change in venue, and because, as you all say, it is a regional program, it takes participants from a region, it was suspended. Now, my interest is not as applicant as the for the next-gen program myself, but that the call for application was open for 15 days, and then, because of the change of venue, it was suspended. And I'm not sure what's going to happen next with it, because, of course, the new venue have not been decided. But what has happened is, by suspending it, participants or potential participants from our Latin American and Caribbean region, having been marketed the program and the opportunity being an open opportunity for them, no longer, on halfway through the process, no longer have the ability to apply or even attend the meeting if it moves out of region or the program otherwise get canceled. And to me, this rule is something that can be perhaps modified under the circumstances so that participants from the LAC region, Latin America and the Caribbean, do not have to wait until 2018 when the next meeting is scheduled for the LAC region to have an opportunity to participate under that program. I don't know what others think, but it's a disservice to the potential applicants that would have applied during the 28-day call, even if they had already or were about to. Thank you.
Uh, This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Jason. Well, the next STEM program is for students and graduate students and professionals. But this is for only for the region where ICANN is holding the meeting. I have already posted that information. Haro has posted that information on the AC room. So I repeat, since the Panama meeting is being cancelled, and since we do not know where the meeting will be held, well, there is no way of knowing the region. It might be in Africa or in Europe, but not with people in our regions. So that's why I wanted to say or mention that I believe and that I hope that the cancellation of the Panama meeting due to these endemic diseases, perhaps next year will not have these diseases, and perhaps the meeting will be held, holding the meeting in Panama next year. Now, when it comes to the fellowship program, there you can see the rules. I mean, I don't want to take so much time with this, but the fellows can apply for any region in the world. The only thing is that there are certain requirements that, for example, for certain ICANN events or for a future ICANN event, they might apply only the ones who have applied in a previous meeting and no new fellow. That is not always the case, but that is something that we might take into account. I don't want to take more time to discuss this, but you can see the links posted by Harold Arcos where you can find further information. Fatima, you have the floor. Fatima Campanero speaking. I think Jason is referring to two different situations. He's talking about the NextGen program on one hand and the Grow Up and the Fellowship. We have different ideas. And that reply was provided in the corresponding list. I mean, if there were people selected for the Panama meeting, those people, I mean, they will keep their opportunity for the next-gen meeting in the region. There is no discussion on that. Now, if the Panama meeting is being replaced by a meeting in some other region, these people that have applied for the Panama meeting will not be able to attend because they do not correspond to the region. Now, when it comes to the crop program, as far as I know, unless something has been modified, the crop program is not for ICANN meetings, but perhaps, Albert, you can provide further information on that. Alberto Soto speaking. Jason, please, and Harold, if you would like to, please contact me by email, and I will give you further explanation and further information on the crop program next year and so far. This doesn't have to do with us. So the crop program does not depend on that. It depends on ICANN. Harold Arcos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Harold, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Harold seems to be disconnected. So please, Dave, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Thanks. This is Dave. I just that's ready to clarify on the crop program, since I'm fully aware of the crop program. I can also answer any questions regarding crop. So if there's any person who have questions on it, by all means, Alberto, please CC me in it, and I can also help answer those questions. But just to answer, I believe, Fatima's question in the chat, crop could be used to attend an ICANN regional meeting if there was an engagement purpose that could be realized. It was used for the ICANN 53 meeting in Argentina last year, where three persons went in under that program. So, but it's I would say it's probably not an optimal use of the crop program. The crop program is really geared for finding new.
Speaking. Thank you, Deb. Sorry for interrupting you. I hear Harold Arcos connected. So, Harold, please go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. Harold, sorry, but we cannot hear you. your audience. We do not understand anything. I'm sorry, Deb. If you have the floor, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Sorry for interrupting you, but my connection is cutting up. Sorry for that. Go ahead, please.
No, this is Dave. I just wanted to clarify that, you know, if there's any questions on COP, I'll be happy to answer those questions via email. So that's it.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you so much, Dave. I see Harold is having some audio issues. Harold, please go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. Harold, can you hear me? Alberto Soto speaking. I see Haro has audio issues, so let's continue. When it comes to our last item on the agenda, unfortunately, Umberto is not with us. That has to do with the accountability of Black Rallo chairs and secretariat. Umberto, are you on the call? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Can you hear me? This is Silvia Vivanco. There is noise coming from the AC room, so I would kindly ask you to mute your speakers. Those who are not talking right now, please mute your speakers. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Please be so kind and mute your speakers and phones. Otherwise, we have background noise. Okay, the last item on our agenda is accountability. With Umberto, we wanted to provide you with the accountability topics. And Umberto is not here, so I have posted a link where you will find a summary of what has been done so far. Some of the things that I have done so far, for example, the addition of Portuguese in the Lac Rallo meetings together with Umberto. We had the agreement with Duolingo for the teaching or learning of any language with an international certificate. We have already defined the capacity building Lac Rallo schedule or program. We have different speakers through the CROP program. We have already requested and obtained different trips, financial support for trips for Dominican Republic and Haiti. We have already coordinated two activities with ICANN so as to complete the capacity building program on the webinars. We have, as Deb mentioned before, we have used the CROP program for members to travel to the Buenos Aires meeting in coordination with the GSE department, and together with Marisa we have created our trivia that made it possible that other participants came to Buenos Aires. Together with the secretariat, we have already implemented a survey, and this template was extended to all the railroads, and now they are working on the same survey because it is highly probable that this survey is being extended to obtain or get regional leaders that might provide training, and when there are no trainers on one railroad, perhaps some other railroad may provide that trainer so as to provide capacity building or training on certain activities. That can be, that information can be found on the link I have posted. Then we have the Lac Rallo working groups. They are very active working groups. I had more than 9 conference calls per week, some of them of more than 2 hours. So when I mention active participation, first of all, we need to prepare that active participation. I mean, if, for example, we had a meeting, and in that meeting there are previous documents to be read, we need to read those documents in order to be able to participate actively. Otherwise, we won't be able to do so, and it is not good for the region to have observers. We need participants, active participants.
That
Alberto speaking. Unfortunately, Umberto is not here, so we will leave this obligation for next monthly meeting for Umberto then to provide us with his accountability. This is Harold speaking. Can you hear me now? Go ahead, please, Harold. This is Harold for the record. Renata has posted or has actually asked a question for Dev or for Alberto. She said that the list also had a problem in the coding of the subject in the email. So she was asking if this had been solved or not. This was pending from Dev's words, and he probably skipped this question on the chat room. This is Alberto speaking. Dev, you now have the floor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dave Anand. I posted a link to in the chat, which documents the history and so forth, and some of the solutions that's been proposed. So one of the solutions that I proposed that was accepted by ICANN was that subject lines should not be translated at all. And the reasoning for that would be that so that threaded conversations in email clients, people would see would still see the thread of our emails and not lose it as we are losing it right now in our existing translation. So that fix is already in. So and I guess that sounds like you're interested in testing the mailing list translation. So, you know, please let me. Thank you for volunteering. That's it.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think Harold Arcos has volunteered. Okay. So, is there any other question now? I don't see any other hand raised, and I just need to now thank everybody. This is the last of La Cruz's meeting. I would like to thank you for your collaboration and for your support, and I hope this will grow and that you will offer this support for the new leadership. This is what we need for La Crada to stop having problems and to continue progressing with it. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And thank you for staff. Would like to thank the staff and always the interpreters. That's why I always forget. That's why I always leave it for the end. Thank you again.